I'd like to present the results of our consumer operation study that we have performed on white blood cells of 19 veterans of the Gulf War and or of the Balkans War. This study, comprising the results of the first 16 war veterans we have investigated, had recently been published in Radiation Protection Dosimetry. I will also point out to the speciality of the applied chromosome aberration assay, and I will start with that. The objective of the study was to investigate veterans of the Gulf War and of the Balkans War with suspected exposure to depleted uranium for unstable chromosome aberrations. These are dicentric chromosomes and centric ring chromosomes. They are called unstable aberrations because after a single event they decline, it is, they disappear from the blood with a biological half-life of about 3.5 years. Analysis is performed on metaphase sets of peripheral blood lymphocytes by light microscopy. These T lymphocytes are easily to be obtained by venipuncture and culturing, as well as the further processing is standardized. Dicentric chromosomes derive from two DNA double-strand breaks. These are aberrations in two different chromosomes. As a consequence of a false repair, the broken end pieces of the chromosome arms fuse together and build a chromosome with two centromeres, therefore called dicentric chromosome. The cut-off end pieces of both chromosomes also fuse and build an eccentric fragment. Centric ring chromosomes derive from two DNA double-strand breaks within a single chromosome. Again, the broken ends of the chromosomes are misrepaired and form a ring with one centromere. An eccentric fragment does also derive. Dicentrics and centric rings are most effectively induced by ionizing radiation, and their induction results in a dose-dependent manner. Based on adequate calibration curves, this enables dose reconstruction, if appropriate, for example, and especially in cases of an externally applied radiation overdose. Dicentric chromosomes and centric rings are validated and reliable biomarkers that have been applied over decades to individuals and in population studies. Quantitative analysis of these aberrations is both sensitive and specific in evaluation previous exposure to ionizing radiation. The method is also called biological dosimetry, and it is a gold standard to prove or to exclude radiation burdens that people have eventually experienced in the past. I will now come to the study group we have investigated. 19 British veterans, 2 females and 17 males, volunteered to participate in the present pilot study. All had been deployed in the Gulf War in 1990 to 1991 and or in the Balkans War in 1995 to 1996 and 1999, and all have suffered from various medical complaints since then. These mostly non-specific symptoms, such as headache, chronic fatigue, depression, muscle and joint pains, impaired short-term memory, and other cognitive defects, etc., have been referred to as the Gulf War Syndrome. All men and women investigated described situations during their active service which were probably associated with exposure to depleted uranium. And this exposure was probably through inhalation of uranium oxide in its aerosol form. The method of chromosome aberration analysis cannot distinguish between different sources of radiation exposure, but shows the relatively accurate two-tau whole body radiation burden of the subject under investigation. Since the specific activity of depleted uranium is known to be comparably low, precisely recording all kinds of exposure to ionizing radiation that might have been had affected our volunteers during the past years was essential. To cover that the potentially measurable effect was probably attributed to DU and not to more than average radiation burden by other sources, the volunteers of our study were carefully selected considering the following exclusion criteria. Previous radiotherapy and or medical use of cytotoxic drugs, greater than average exposure to diagnostic medical radiation, heavy smokers, more than 20 cigarettes a day over more than 10 years, and previous work in the nuclear industry or other batched monitored occupation. Status with respect to these exclusion criteria and other relevant exposure, in particular to ionizing radiation, was assessed in a detailed questionnaire developed in our laboratory. The blood samples had been taken by venipuncture in March and in December 2001, respectively, and another three blood samples had been taken in August 2002. Upon arrival at our Bremen laboratory, all samples had been coded before further processing, and processing has followed OECD normative. In brief, lymphocyte cultures had been set up in the presence of bromodeoxyridine, a base analog that enables differential staining with fluorescence plus chemosol to distinguish between first and further division metaphases. Just to show you that, differentially stained second division metaphases do allow analysis of sister chromatid exchanges. These exchanges are validated indicators to prove chemical burdens. The frequency of dicentral chromosomes and central ring chromosomes have been determined in the investigator group in about 1,000 first division metaphases per individual blood sample by light microscopy, as I said before. In this study, we did not have an appropriate control group comparable to the study group with respect to all the multiple warfare agents the investigated veterans had been exposed to. Therefore, our own laboratory control was chosen to evaluate the findings of this study. with a frequency of 0.5 dicentric chromosomes and central rings in 1,000 metaphases, our control is in accordance with other international published historical control values. Okay, try to. The mean frequency of dicentric chromosomes and centric ring chromosomes in the veterans group is 2.5 per 1,000 metaphases. Numerically, this indicates a fivefold elevation among the veterans compared to the control. The difference is statistically significant and the result strongly indicates previous exposure to ionizing radiation for the group as a whole and for at least 50% of the individual members. The respective data are emphasized in the table. Certification according to deployment did not alter the statistically significant results. Using the questionnaire information, the highest dose from diagnostic radiation in the past for any of our volunteers would be in the range of some 5 to 50 millisievert. It therefore seems to be unlikely that these diagnostic radiation doses might have induced the observed highly significant increase of the aberrations. The intercellular distribution of the dicentric chromosomes and ring chromosomes indicates overdisposure on the group level, which is due to the results of three veterans who had served in the Gulf War. Overdispersion of dicentric chromosomes and rings is a known consequence of non-uniform irradiation, for instance, partial body exposure or incorporated radionuclides and or irradiation with high energy impact. The very rare findings of a multicentric ring in a metaphase with a doubled chromosome set and the finding of one metaphase with a pulverized chromosome material may be considered as a further indication of high LET radiation. Of course, these aberrations were excluded from the statistical calculations. We have previously observed such pulverized chromosomes in Concorde pilots exposed to cosmic radiation that has an important contribution from high LET radiation. And doubling of metaphase sets and pulverization was frequently observed in our lab after in vitro treatment of blood samples with the alpha-emitting radionuclide polonium-210. I come to the end. Assuming a contamination due to ingested soluble oxides of depleted uranium about 10 years ago, which would have been excreted with urine within some few days, and considering the limited half-life of dicentric chromosomes of about 3.5 years following acute exposure to ionizing radiation, the hypothesis of a single acute event about 10 years ago must be dismissed. That would be impossible to explain the high aberration yield we have found in this pilot study. But a scenario to explain our quite unexpected results may be plausible also with respect to the recent scientific literature. If the members of our study group had inhaled insoluble, for instance, ceramic and very small-sized particles of GU, These mites have been deposited and concentrated in their deeper lung and could have delivered considerable doses to the local tissue and to the lymph nodes. Local doses from DU may then be persistent, it as chronic, and would accumulate to considerable local doses. This scenario adds plausibility on the cytogenetic findings in the peripheral lymphocytes of the investigated subjects. I come to the end. Quantitative analysis of dicentric chromosomes and centric ring chromosomes is both sensitive and specific in evaluating previous exposure to ionizing radiation. In the absence of other radioactive sources, the observed significant increase of these aberrations and their overdispersion, that is, clustering, gives strong evidence that the investigated veterans might be exposed to chronic irradiation, most probably resulting from inhaled DU particles. Thank you for your attention.